Hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in. This is your host, Dr. Mario Vasquez, and you are listening to another episode on the Scholar Mindset Podcast. Today I'll be sharing with you the blueprint for success in college. Let's start with the basics. What is a blueprint? A blueprint is a two-dimensional drawing that provides a detailed architectural plan used by architects. You can become the architect of your own life. A blueprint is also used in a different context, as in providing a guide or a detailed plan. As a college student, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to follow a plan used by experts to assist you with a smooth journey to your roadmap to success. I'll be sharing recommendations that have benefited other students, and I recommend that you adjust them to your specific needs. Everyone is different, and you may want to change things as you see fit to your unique circumstances. Let's begin. Number one, create a plan to achieve your goals. Write your goals down and visualize where you see yourself 1, 5, or 10 years from today. It will take some creative visualization and concentration. For example, what type of business would you like to own if you want to become a business owner? Do you like baking? Would you like to open a bakery? Where do you see your bakery business in the future if that is your passion? Would you like a corner store or an online business? Next, you need to create a name for your future bakery. What will be your specialty? Would it be a strawberry signature cake? Remember, you must create a plan. Now visualize that you already have your business, and many people will order your specialty cakes. Before that happens, you need a business plan. How many people will help or work with you? Did you create a logo? Your business plan will also need a marketing component, social media, and logo design. It all boils down to having a plan. Now, to tackle your credentials and skill set, do you have a culinary or business degree? These are all factors that will set you up for success. Now, visualize your future, write your goals down, and create your plan to make it a reality. Number two, do your research. Define the major you want to pursue in college as soon as possible. Select the school you wish to attend and research the programs they offer. Many students want to attend a specific school, but their intended major may not be offered there. It is wise to do your research ahead of time. Imagine you are already attending the school you have selected without applying. Do they offer the appropriate available resources to help you achieve your academic goals? For example, do they offer a tutoring center, library on campus, easy access to study spaces? Do they offer student clubs and organizations related to your major? Do they offer online or hybrid courses? These are all things you should consider before deciding to become part of a school community. Remember, research is vital for your success. Number three. Learn from the experts. It may seem common sense, but many students need help figuring things out. Do not try to reinvent the wheel. Remember that thousands of students have already graduated from the school you have selected to attend. In addition, the school you attend or plan to attend has already modified its policies and enhanced their services to better support you as a student. When I say learn from the experts, I mean seek out knowledge from a professional in the field or area you need help with. For example, if you need help with your math class, ask your math professor for help or go to a math tutor for support. If you need help with career planning, visit the library and ask a librarian to point you in the right direction, or visit the career center on your campus for assistance. When you learn from the experts, you learn from someone with experience in their craft. If you need assistance finding the right resources for your specific needs, then reach out to your academic advisor at your school your professor, or the department that provides the assistance you are seeking. Learning from the experts will save you time trying to figure things out. They have already experienced the trial and error phase. It will save you time and even money in the long run. Repeat what the experts have to offer and make it a habit in your life. For example, sleep experts believe you need sleep before and after learning to help with memory. Pulling an all-nighter before an exam is not recommended in college, yet many students do it. A good night's sleep will help you be more productive, less irritable, and even more alert for learning. Dr. Matthew Walker is a sleep expert and a professor of neuroscience and psychology at the University of California, Berkeley. He is the director of the Center for Human Sleep Science and the author of the book, Why We Sleep. He recommends regularity, going to sleep and waking up at the same time, regardless of the weekday or weekend. Maintaining a cool environment, such as a 65 degrees room temperature, will help you sleep better. Dr. Walker shares that sleep is a non-negotiable biological necessity. The shorter your sleep, the shorter your life. Should we take advice on sleeping habits from this expert? I agree 100%. Learn from the experts. Number 4. Learn the acronym PIES. P-I-E-S. It stands for Physical, Intellectual, Emotional, and Spiritual. Each area is vital for your overall health and well-being. You can search online for a wellness wheel, and you will learn the different variations available. A wellness wheel is used to self-analyze your personal wellness. Physical wellness includes expanding your knowledge about physical activity, exercise, food, nutrition, rest, and preventive healthcare. Intellectual wellness includes cognitive stimuli, including reading, writing, valuing lifelong learning, growing intellectually, setting goals, and maintaining curiosity. Emotional wellness includes understanding your feelings, managing stress, feeling optimistic and enthusiastic, having a growth mindset, practicing mindfulness and emotional regulation. Spiritual wellness includes participating in activities that align with your beliefs and values, such as meditation, mindfulness, music, art, dance, nature visits, prayer, or seeking peace within. Make an inventory of each area to see where you need more attention. Visualize a car. We all know that it requires 4 wheels to run smoothly. But if one tire is deflated, the entire vehicle will be off balance, and it will give you a sign that the tire needs to be fixed. Use the PIES acronym to help you stay in top shape and succeed in your college journey. I recommend reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. The author shares how to balance all 4 areas of your life: physical, social, emotional, mental, and spiritual, in habit number 7, Sharpen the Saw, Principles of Balance Self-Renewal. Number 5, Financial Literacy. I highly recommend that you seek knowledge in this area regardless of your major in college. People have made many mistakes that have cost them a lot of money and time to recover. Financial literacy is the knowledge and training obtained to help you manage your personal finances. You must be aware of your current and future financial needs. Learn to live within your means and create realistic short and long-term goals. Manage your financial resources by saving money, limiting unnecessary spending, and paying off debt. Learn about investing, retirement, and money matters. Students that do not take a personal finance class may fall into financial trouble even before they graduate from college. Recalibrate your mindset by getting the correct information for your specific circumstances. Learn about money matters as soon as possible. Remember to get good grades so you can apply for scholarships at your school to help you offset tuition costs. Visit the financial aid office for more economic opportunities and literature on the topic. Find a job to help you with school expenses. Be as disciplined as possible with your finances. Money habits can last a lifetime. Refrain from learning about finances from unreputable people. Learn from a professional in the field or take a class that can provide you with the skills and tools you can use to achieve financial wellness. For more information related to financial decision making, visit the United States Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at consumerfinance.gov. I hope this information was helpful. Your actions and habits will determine your level of success during and beyond your college years. Your success lies in the palm of your hands. Remember to stay positive, organized, and mindful of your academic success. Thank you for your time. And if you like this episode, feel free to share it with others that would benefit from this information. Until next time, this is your host, Dr. Mario Vasquez, and thanks for listening to another episode on the Scholar Mindset Podcast.